That's what getting rid of food waste used to sound like. People ate most all they produced or purchased, made soup out of the scraps, and what was inedible went to the livestock. Sound familiar? That's the modern method of food disposal, found in most every sink in every home and restaurant. What doesn't get put down the disposal usually ends up in the trash. The city of Ann Arbor recently did a trash sort, sifted through a large sample of its trash, and found that almost half of what its residents throw away into the garbage can is food waste. This seems like a lot, but according to the EPA, that rate is in fact the norm across the country, and the amounts are rising. Research shows food waste has risen by a whopping 50% since 1974. Whether thrown down the disposal or into the trash can, in Ann Arbor, both routes lead to the landfill, where space is limited. And there's another, more serious problem. We caught up with Nancy Stone, a communications liaison for Ann Arbor, at the city's recycling facility after a tour she gave to a group of Cub Scouts.
Now, the reason that putting food waste in landfills raises concerns is that once you put material into a burial situation, it releases methane gas. And that's a very powerful greenhouse gas. It has at least 23 times the heat trapping potential of carbon dioxide, CO2, and creates climate change.
This is the generator which creates energy from methane captured from Ann Arbor's landfill. In Michigan, methane captured from landfills currently qualifies as renewable energy, so it can help us meet the mandate that 10% of our energy comes from renewable sources by 2015. So why not the more methane-producing stuff in our landfills, the better?
The issue with food waste in landfills is that the material decomposes and releases methane gas within 60 to 90 days. And that's much faster than landfills are traditionally capped and the material is collected. So arguments that just keep that stuff going into the landfill because we're getting energy out of it is really misleading.
Currently, Ann Arbor allows residents to toss vegetable scraps into the city compost bins, but not meat, dairy, or oils. And compost collection service is suspended during the winter months. But a 12-person advisory committee is recommending that the residential program be expanded to year-round collection of all food waste. Here's Kendra Pyle of Recycle Ann Arbor, which operates the city's curbside recycling program.
If Ann Arbor is hoping to have higher waste diversion, they really have to look at doing full food waste composting, full plate scrapings. That makes up such a large percentage of the waste stream that to get those higher diversion rates, you really have to capture that material.
Collecting this food waste has a potential cost benefit. In Grand Rapids, a private company offers residents a pickup service of all their food waste, which is composted by Spurt Industries. Rick Mencken is Spurt's general manager. He says compost facilities in Michigan would love to take in more food waste because it adds nitrogen, which speeds decomposition.
The addition of food waste to our composting process is a great source of nitrogen. What we've found over the last few years is our grass supplies, people aren't bagging or they're mulching more of their grass, so the nitrogen supplies that we get in the summer have diminished quite a bit. What we find in the fall is we take in a lot of leaves, which are a carbon source, and nitrogen is the product that you need to decompose any carbon.
35 years ago, Ann Arbor blazed the trail by being the first city in Michigan to have a curbside recycling program. But a recent survey of City of Ann Arbor residents shows a lot needs to happen before they'll embrace another major change to the system. Respondents were especially concerned about the potential stink factor. Ann Arborite Carrie Sheldon recently participated in a city-sponsored pilot program by tossing her vegetable scraps into the bin instead of a compost pile.
What about the odor problem?
To be honest, I just don't have an odor problem. One thing that I did notice is that it helps if you have a bunch of dry material that you can mix with your wetter scraps, the coffee grounds and vegetable peelings and stuff like that.
Okay, what about the yuck factor?
I don't know. It's food. I don't find it yucky at all. It's food. It decomposes. You can either have it decompose in a relatively controlled and ultimately helpful way, or you can have it decompose in a landfill where it's not going to do anybody any good.
But what about cities that collect meat, dairy, and fish? Portland, Oregon has had such a program for about a year. They recommend freezer storage of any especially stinky stuff until pickup day. Here's Portlander Peter Dio on how it's working in his house.
Our entire program does require a certain amount of commitment to keep up with it. So to reduce the smells, we empty the food waste container frequently, especially more frequently in the summer.
The city of Ann Arbor encourages backyard compost piles, but not everyone has suitable spots in their yard, and critters can be a problem, even the family critter.
The only critter problem that we tend to have at our house is our dog, who, if we had a compost pile that was just open, he'll dig into it ravenously. So the option of being able to put our food scraps in the cart itself is hugely beneficial to us.
Cities throughout the world are starting full food waste collection programs, and they've answered questions and eased fears through door-to-door contact, pilot programs, hotlines, TV ads, and online videos.
Fight global warming. Because where you put your food scraps makes a world of difference. Find out more at...
Bruce Walker is the Solid Waste and Recycling Manager for the City of Portland, which has a multifaceted public education program, including a hotline.
We knew we were going to get calls, but we got hammered with calls. We handled those, and within a few months, the temporary staff were no longer needed. Composting is up by nearly threefold. Our reduction in garbage is down nearly 40%. So all the key factors are very positive.
What about costs? In Portland, where their bills depend on the amount and frequency of the trash they set out, Bruce Walker says costs evened out for a majority of households. Portland resident Peter Dio says that in his house,
rates have not gone down. However, I'd say that the rates have been fairly stable. They haven't gone up drastically as water and sewer has out here.
If not lower rates, then what is his main motivation?
It's just a satisfying program. It can get children involved at a young age. I'm excited about it. I'm proud of Portland and proud of what the city has taken on.
But change isn't easy. Here's Bruce Walker again, Portland's solid waste manager.
We heard that 20 plus years ago when we started our recycling program. I don't want to use these bins. Well, you don't have to, but we encourage you to use it. And people, you know, they'd be fighting us if we tried to remove some of those services right now.
Where's Ann Arbor when it comes to food waste? Currently in the exploration phase. Here's Kendra Pyle of Recycle Ann Arbor.
University of Michigan has been doing a pilot with We Care Organics, which runs the city's composting facility, and they're looking at full-scale food waste composting. And I think that the next thing they need to do is a feasibility study where they look at whether the current composting facility, which is windrow composting, can handle that material. Also, different technologies, including things like biodigesters.
You can hear more about the options being explored in Ann Arbor on January 24th at 7 p.m. when the Environment Commission is holding a public hearing at City Hall on the draft recommendations of the Solid Waste Plan Advisory Committee. Barbara Lucas, WEMU News.